40 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
40 years? And you were married 40 years?
Yes.
And what's your husband's name?
Sam.
And what's your name?
Sebel.
And what's your maiden name?
Ugwebu.
Ugwebu.
Yes.
And what's your married name?
Agabua.
Agabua.
Yes.
And what does Ugwebu and Agabua each mean?
Untouched, innocent. Both mean innocent.
Innocence. Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard you say something else and I was trying to figure out what it was. All right. So now, you have been married 40 years today.
Yes.
And this is the, the 22nd of October 2008?
12th.
The 12th? The 11th?
12th.
The 12th of October 2008. Well, great. Thank you, Ellen. 10 doesn't mean anything. You want to say October.
October.
This is 10, 12, 8. That's what we do in our shortcut. Okay. Now, you are married how many years?
40 years.
40 years today. And how many children do you have?
Three
children. That's all you've ever had?
Yes.
Okay. Because I mean, if we ever have a child that was stillborn, or if we have a child that died earlier or whatever, it's still our children. Okay. So you have three children and married 40 years. Well, that's a little slow, but that's okay. And all of your children are what?
They're genies.
They're geniuses. And what sort of genie are they?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Well, one is a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker.
Oh! One is a medical practitioner.
A medical practitioner of the metaphysical teachings, right?
Yes.
You might say.
Medical doctor.
He's a medical doctor. He's an MD.
Yes.
But he's also
A psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist, right. Okay. Now, isn't it interesting that she would mention him first, and he's the youngest, I think, isn't he?
No, he's the first. Yes.
He's the first. He's the oldest. Okay.
Yes.
No wonder. You got a good start. Okay, now. So, that's Ugo, right?
Ugo.
Right. And Ugo is married, and they had a child, and so forth. Now, who's next?
Uzo. Uzo.
Uzo.
Yes.
U-Z-O?
M-U-A.
U-Z-O-M-A.
Yes.
U-Z-O-M-A. U-Z-O-M-A. Write
yes.
that down. U-Z-O-M-A. Okay.
He now calls himself Andrew.
Andrew.
Yes.
Thank you, Andrew. That's much easier to pronounce. E-Z-U-M-O and Andrew. And Andrew has done what with his life to the moment?
He graduated a banker.
A banker?
Yes.
My.
He's now running his own business.
Oh. And what kind of business is that?
Building.
Building?
Yeah, he's into building.
Oh, he's a building contractor?
Yes.
Well, bless his soul. Well, that's one good thing to do. And has he a family?
Not yet. He's
Not
planning
yes.
one.
Oh, he's planning one?
Yes.
Well, good for him. Beautiful, okay. And then you have a third child. Now,
yes.
This is the baby?
The baby, Chioma.
And Chioma.
Yes.
C-H-I-O-M-A.
Yes.
And Chioma was born in London?
Yes.
Wonderful. And she is a British,
subject.
Hmm?
Subject.
Now, she's a subject. She's a citizen of Great Britain.
Yes.
Or England or London or whatever you want to call it. And she's a citizen of Nigeria.
Yes.
And Ugo and Andrew are citizens of Nigeria.
Nigeria, yes.
Also. And you are also. And Chioma lives in London.
Yes.
And you want to tell me about her?
Well, she's a fantastic girl. She's an ideal girl.
Wow.
She's great.
You didn't even say that about your sons. She must be quite a girl. Go ahead.
All of them are.
Oh, they're all?
All of them are wonderful. Magnificent.
Each is the ideal being.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, so what does she do for her entertainment?
Wow. She graduated a banker.
And she graduated a banker?
A banker, yes.
That's great.
She read accountancy. But working in the bank, she chose to have a break because she's a dreamer. She dreamt of looking after kids and thought the best way to do it is to go into mathematics. She said, she told me, "Mommy, you know, I've been watching my dad, and I read all his books, including his dissertation for his PhD.
Her father is a doctorate of what?
Biochemistry.
Biochemistry, and
yes.
All of his books on biochemistry that he studied to go to his doctorate, she read all those books.
Yes, she did. She told me she did.
I'm saying that in clear.
Then she went into mathematics and read mathematics, and she is teaching mathematics now. And her children, everybody in her class loves her.
Well, the thing about Chioma fell in love with the most handsome young man of Nigeria. And he was just the most sports-minded, handsome, fantastic fellow. And she married him and had a son, Ibube. Ibube?
Yes, Ibube.
And Ibube is now 3 or 4?
5.
5, pardon me, 5 years old. And she and her husband lived together quite a while. And then he proved to be not a good provider. And so she told him, either you find something to do productive for our family or we will separate. And he chose to go out and play games. And so they separated. And so she's been raising her son by herself, full time, and having her job, working in a bank full time for years. And then she decided that was not challenging enough. She wanted to get to the foundation of all thinking and studies and logic, which was mathematics. And so she took courses in mathematics, and she got her master's degree in mathematics. And now she is teaching at universities and colleges in mathematics and elementary schools and lower schools. And she's thinking of coming to America and teaching in America in one of our major universities as professor of mathematics. And so that's her goal, right?
Yes.
And she is right on the edge of doing it. She's written all of her resumes and things, and she should be told shortly which one of the prestigious universities has accepted her, if not all of them. So that's a little news that we will have coming shortly, and that will be just beautiful. So that is great, and I think that's just wonderful, Madame. Now, we are going to celebrate with you this day, the 40th wedding anniversary of you and your husband, and he's celebrating with all of Nigeria, and you are celebrating with all of America, and your daughter is celebrating with all of Europe, and your son is celebrating all of Europe too, I guess, right? Because
yes.
He's a psychiatrist in London. And so your whole family is just sort of celebrating this 40th year of majesty that you have brought to the world through the unity of the two of you, who brought forth this most amazing family. Now, we have read here that you are now the Ruby Bride, that the stone that represents the 40 years of marriage is the ruby. And so we crown you with all the rubies of the world, all the rubies of the world. Not one ruby is hidden in any secret palace or in any jewelry box anywhere that is not revealed to you right now. And it's flooding you and surrounding you and enfolding you with all that the ruby stands for. And not only does the ruby stand for the 40th year of wedding, of marriage, the ruby stands for the ultimate in regal quality in any being. It is the regalness, it is the royalness within you. So you and Sam represent the royalty of the world today with your 40th year of celebration. There's more to come. Every year is going to bring some grander and more wonderful and more exciting dimension of togetherness. And at the same time, it's going to prove to you that you can be apart and be together, and you can be together and be apart. And you're not possessed, owned, or directed by one another. You're just loved, loved, loved. So, I say to you today that this group here at the Absolute Monastery, we come to you not with frankincense, incense, and myrrh, but we come to you bearing rubies in our hearts, in our eyes, and in our hands to give to you and bless you on this very special, very wonderful day. Should have turned the typewriter on this way. But we bless you, we love you, and we respect you with all of our hearts as a very, very special lady and a very, very special impact upon the world that you are making now and always. We love you. We love you. We love you. I love you.
I love you too.
We love you.
Now, before we close the door on this ruby bride, would each of you like to give a moment or two of your thought to whatever you want to say to wish her the most happy and glorious and wonderful day?
Well, congratulations for your perfect marriage, which is based on you, the perfect, the ideal woman. And I know you quite a while now, and I see you becoming younger and younger every time I meet you. I unfortunately haven't seen Sam anymore, but I know being your husband, the same is valid for him. My love and my blessings to both of you and for many, many, many thousands eternal more years. Love you.
A wonderful anniversary to you, Sybil and Sam. And when I listen to my heart, I just feel a great joy feeling both of you happy after 40 years together, and even feeling a new respect and love for yourself, which naturally shows up in that wonderful relationship you have with Sam. And as you said, your secret of that happy relationship is being myself and having fun. And you both represent that so wonderful. And I'm really, really, really proud to know both of you. Sam in my heart and you sitting here in front of me. And just continue that way. I am very, very proud of you both.
Thank you.
Sam and Sybil, happy 40th anniversary. And I just know that Sam is a very fortunate fellow to have such a whole and perfect ruby bride. So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
On behalf of Ugwebu's family, I am sending Sister Sybil and Ndasam Agobwa a happy ruby anniversary. You are wonderful partners. You are a role model in a marriage life. We don't need to say anything else because you are a role model. Both of you need to write a book on marriage to teach others how to live a married life. Blessings. I'm proud and I'm fortunate to create you both in my life. And both of you made me what I am now, even sitting at this table. I will never forget you all my life. Thank you. Happy Ruby anniversary. I love you. And kisses for Nassam.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary, Sibyl and Sam. You have an ideal marriage. You are ideal partners. And this shows that there being true to yourself is a grindstone on which your marriage stands. So I wish you further all the best and very love, you and the whole family. I love you, Sibyl and Sam. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we will say in unison, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I bless you, and I think you're just wonderful. Together,
I love you, I love you, I love you,
I bless you, and I think you're just wonderful. Amen.